Tonight on the Worldview Report, a whistleblower comes forward to give an account of how the Moderna vaccine devastated her life by triggering a life-threatening allergic reaction. A well-known DJ in the United Kingdom who bragged about his vaccination status has sadly died suddenly of a stroke. A 2-year-old girl has died in the United States one day after receiving a combination COVID flu shot. Dutch farmers are back out in the streets trying to stop their government's devastating climate agenda from destroying their family businesses. And a House Oversight Committee has released a summary of the first bank record showing how a $3 million payment from a Chinese company came into the United States and eventually infused $1.3 million into the accounts of Joe Biden's family members. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. We have a first-hand account tonight from a woman who was a member of a well-known dance and ensemble group. And she shared her story of how 2 Moderna shots gave her tremors and neuropathy. Jessica Suda is an American singer, dancer, and actress. In an episode of the Epoch Times podcast, American Thought Leaders, the 40-year-old actress shared for the first time what she experienced following the COVID shot and why she has decided to speak out. Suda told the Epoch Times, quote, "I started developing a tremor, and then the next couple of nights, I started getting involuntary head jerks and leg jerks," end quote. According to Suda, the Moderna vaccine triggered a life-threatening allergic response. She claims it all began on the third day after her second shot, when she experienced a severe muscular spasm in her side. Watch this.
"I started developing a tremor, and then the next couple nights, I started getting involuntary head jerks and leg jerks."
A singer and dancer with 2 multi-platinum albums and several top 10 singles in her repertoire.
"When the neuropathy came, it spread through my whole body. I remember staring at the ceiling and thinking, oh my God, this is it, I'm dying."
Today, she shares for the first time what happened to her after getting a second Moderna COVID vaccine shot and why she chose to speak out.
"One death is enough. One child on the football field is enough. You know, I just read that FDA pulled an eye drop because it killed one person. Why is it so different with this?"
This is American Thought Leaders, and I'm Yanya Kelik.
Unfortunately, her experience is not uncommon. We have reported on hundreds of these cases over the last year, and sadly, they're not going away. A well-known music disc jockey in Plymouth, England, who boasted about being fully vaccinated, has died suddenly of a stroke. According to the Plymouth Herald, Jefferson Van Lyck was a, quote, "talented and well-respected DJ who was synonymous with the city's music scene, was incredibly well-known in Plymouth and beyond, and was a popular performer at many nightlife venues," end quote. His death was announced on Wednesday, March 8th, by his family. In a short statement, they explained Jefferson had died, quote, "suddenly," end quote, after battling, quote, "a short illness," end quote. The family said, quote, "We, the Van Dyck family, have the deep sorrow to announce that our beloved son, brother, uncle, brother-in-law, the unique and beautiful man that was Jefferson Van Dyck, left us suddenly this morning following a short illness. With loving gratitude to those who fought so hard to save him, we know he was truly loved, respected, and adored by many in Plymouth and beyond, end quote. Van Dyke was vaccinated and posted to social media that he did not understand why anyone could be so selfish and self-centered as not to get the COVID shots. In a January 2nd, 2021 post to Facebook, Van Dyke responded to another pro-vax person who was criticizing the unvaxxed by calling them, quote, selfish, ignorant pigs who deem that they are above the law of the land and show no compassion nor empathy. Idiots in the extreme. In many cases, it would appear they need to lose someone dear before self-realization hits home. So very sad that so many are a lost cause until they are directly affected. We can only pray for them to begin to see the light and start acting responsibly. It's never too late to start doing the right thing, end quote. Well, despite the fact we disagree with his post, we do send condolences to his family and friends. We reported to you in our previous broadcast that the FDA had approved a fourth COVID shot for little children ages 6 months to 5 years. And we included in that report a list of children who had died after receiving the COVID shots. Well, sadly, we have more to report on tonight. It comes from the VAERS data in report number 2573802. A two-year-old little girl died one day after receiving a GlaxoSmithKline flu shot and a Moderna COVID-19 shot on the same day. The Independent Sentinel reports that this little girl received the bivalent vaccine for BA.4 and BA.5, even though those strains are no longer circulating. She had no known illness or birth defects. The child died suddenly from an unknown cause. Information, of course, is sketchy, but these are the cases that need to be investigated. It is especially so given that the FDA just approved another booster for babies as young as 6 months based on testing of 60 children. Then there's VAERS case number 11660621. A 5-month-old baby boy died after breastfeeding. He had no known illnesses or defects. This 5-month-old baby boy's mother got her second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Within 24 hours of breastfeeding her son, he broke out in a rash, became inconsolable, and died the following day. Cause? Suspected exposure to mRNA via breast milk, diagnosed with blood clots. There are many other cases just like this. So here's the question. Who is investigating these deaths? And apparently the answer is no one. No one in any position of authority within the U.S. government. All they do is continue telling us to keep getting the next injection and to inject our kids as well. I believe this is a 21st century genocide. In other news, Tyson Foods will lay off nearly 1,700 employees in May with the closure of 2 chicken plants in Arkansas and Virginia. That's according to multiple reports. Tyson will close plants in Van Buren, Arkansas and Glen Allen, Virginia on May 12th, according to KFSM-TV and WTVR-TV. The closures will affect about 970 employees in Van Buren and another 700 workers in Glen Allen. That's what the news stations reported. In a statement obtained by CNBC, a Tyson official said that the decision, quote, was not easy, end quote, but, quote, reflects our broader strategy to strengthen our poultry business by optimizing operations and utilizing full available capacity at each plant, end quote. Company spokesman told the Wall Street Journal in a statement, quote, the current scale of inability to economically improve operations has led to this difficult decision to close the facilities, end quote. Last month, Tyson reported an operating income of $69 million from its chicken business for a 3-month period ending December 31st, 2022. A year earlier, the company reported an operating income of $140 million for the same business segment. In a call discussing the company's latest results, Tyson CEO Donnie King noted that, quote, demand didn't appear in the parts of the market where we had expected, end quote. That's according to CNN. As a result, he said, the company, quote, had to move things around. As we think about moving forward, efficiency in our operations and our company will be the focal point for us, end quote. He did not say if the decline in income and operating capacity had anything to do with the bird flu, which has led to the slaughter of tens of millions of birds in the U.S. over the last year. Often, entire flocks are slaughtered just because a few birds tested positive. Tyson had 142,000 employees as of October 2022, including 124,000 in the U.S. The Wine Press News reports that farmers and their supporters are still refusing to back down from the Dutch government that persist in trying to strip away their farmland and cull their livestock in order to meet arbitrary goals set by the government's globalist climate agenda. Many farmers and allies are once again resisting the government's demands and are out on the streets to reverse these policies. The first wave of protests began in June of last year. Farmers persistently stood up to their elitist leaders for trying to strip away their livelihoods, pushing policies that would ultimately cripple the food supply in the Netherlands and parts of Europe. The protesters eventually started to turn violent as police began to aggressively arrest some of the protesters. And the Wine Press notes that some were even shot at, as crisis actors were also routinely spotted within the ranks of the protesters, trying to make them look like violent criminals. This, many believe, has definite parallels to the J6 scenario that went down in Washington, D.C. Some groups would blockade food distribution sites and dump manure on the streets and on the lawns of the politicians' homes. The government has stubbornly refused to receive any message from the protests and has continued to push forward with its suicidal anti-farming climate agenda. But nor are the farmers backing down. And last week, the farmers began to re-engage with a new round of protests and demonstrations. They're calling themselves the Farmers Defense Force. The government, well, they were not pleased and actually threatened to deter the protesters with military force. On March 6th, Mayor Jan van Zanen of The Hague said he would consider sending the army and heavy military equipment to remove tractors and other vehicles that were expected to arrive in The Hague that weekend. That's what the NL Times reported. This is the same tactic that was used by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to put down the Canadian Freedom Truckers movement in February of 2022. Van Zanen said in an interview with Del Telegraph, quote, I'm not going to rule out the possibility that defense equipment will be deployed. That is available if necessary. We cannot handle this alone. Also, to ensure that the demonstrators are safe, end quote. Ah, yes. There you go, folks. It's always about safety, isn't it? Except for when it comes to the COVID shot. The mayor, well, he's also asked police forces elsewhere in the country to provide officers to assist with this crackdown. The Counter Signal, they later reported that heavy military vehicles blocked tractors from entering the city as multiple arrests were made. Here are some scenes from the Dutch protest movement, including a man who was arrested and remains in custody simply because he moved a barrier. Watch this.
Thank you. nodig voor één. Stop, man.
Gewoon knellen, want hij heeft 3 keer gezegd, laat me rustig opstaan.
Nee, dat mag.
Dat is toch gewoon wegkijken. Allemaal wegkijken.
Hij heeft 3 keer gezegd. Hij heeft 3 keer gezegd als ik me laat me opstaan. Hij heeft 3 keer gezegd, ik hoor. Waarom die agressiviteit?
We'll be right back after this break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. Just the News reports that House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, on Thursday of last week, released a summary of the first bank record showing how a $3 million payment from a Chinese company came into the United States, was broken up, and eventually infused $1.3 million into the accounts of President Joe Biden's family members. Comer's committee reported in a new memo summarizing its investigative findings. Here's what it says. Quote, pursuant to a subpoena, the committee recently obtained financial records related to Mr. John Robinson Walker, a Biden family associate, and his company, Robinson Walker LLC. Prior to issuing the subpoena, the committee received information that Mr. Walker used his company to transfer money to Biden family members. The bank records proved that information correct, end quote. The committee said it traced a $3 million payment that was sent from a Chinese company to Walker in March of 2017, just 2 months after Joe Biden stepped down as vice president. And then money totaling $1.3 million was distributed to accounts tied to Haley Biden, the widow, the late presidential son, Beau Biden, presidential brother, James Biden, and presidential son, Hunter Biden. A fourth account listed only as Biden also received money, according to the committee. Comer said his committee is trying to determine which family member that one belongs to. The committee finally reported, quote, the committee is concerned about the national security implications of a president's or vice president's immediate family members receiving millions of dollars from foreign nationals or companies without any oversight. Current financial disclosure laws and regulations do not require non-dependent family members to provide any information to the public, end quote. Last week, I interviewed Kevin Freeman, a writer on the economy, who has authored several books, including a book called Game Plan and another one called Secret Weapon. Kevin is a subject matter expert on economic warfare and operates the website economicwarroom.com. He has consulted with and briefed members of Congress, the CIA, DIA, FBI, SEC, and Homeland Security. We spoke last week on my show, Brandon House Live, about the Chinese doctrine of unrestricted warfare, which includes economic warfare. Here's an excerpt from that interview with Kevin Freeman on my show. Watch this. And you, last night we played clips from your show that you mentioned, I think you said from a year ago. We played clips of that last night where you laid out, look, a few points, but one of them was If we have a financial crisis, look for them to exploit the financial crisis. So now we've got one. The question is, are China, Russia, North Korea, Iran exploiting it? We had David Payne on here the other day saying Russia's involved in 1 million hacks a day. Wells Fargo customers, some of them were missing deposits. We had the issue with Bank of America, wasn't it, a few weeks ago, where people were missing deposits, money from their account. We've had the FAA shut down for a few hours a few weeks ago. We've had some trading stopped on in New York for a few hours. All of this in the last few months, so or weeks. So the question is, are these signs of these groups already working and practicing or attempting things? How much more would it take for them to do a hack, as you say, because they're going to kick us while we're down and collapse the confidence in the system, which is largely what the whole thing runs on anyway. So you said last night in the clip we played from a year ago, this would be their strategy. Attack us at a weak point economically.
Well, you know, if you believe that China would do that, then you'd have to believe that they might try and take advantage of the pandemic. Oh, wait, they did. If you believe the World Economic Forum might try and take advantage of this, then they would have had to have tried to take advantage of the pandemic. Oh, wait, they did. Of course they will try and take advantage of it. Crisis, never let a serious crisis go to waste is the mantra from Rahm Emanuel that applies to the World Economic Forum, applies to the Biden administration, and the Chinese will exploit anything, unrestricted warfare. That means no restrictions on warfare. Absolutely, we're going to see a convergence of those in this next crisis. And I'll throw one beyond that. If you really want to have people panic and riot, you deny them food. And we see food crisis emerging. So it is going to be a double, triple, quadruple whammy coming. I heard you talking with Colonel Mills. He's a great friend. And you said, look, we may be on the air past 10 o'clock, maybe 11 o'clock, maybe 24 hours dealing with because there will be such a series of crises. Does it have to happen? Absolutely not. How do we stop it? We pray.
Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Red State Media reports that Florida's Department of Business and Professional Regulation is moving to revoke the liquor license of the prestigious Hyatt Regency in Miami. Cause of the complaint is a drag queen show held by the hotel just after Christmas where children were present. This violates a Florida law signed by Governor Ron DeSantis that prohibits sexually explicit performances where there are minors in the audience. Florida is one state that will not put up with child groomers. And it doesn't matter who you are. The state took action earlier against the Orlando Philharmonic Plaza Foundation for putting on an obscene show despite being warned by the Department of Business and Professional Regulation of the consequences. So one has to assume that the Hyatt Regency Miami received the same warning and decided they were too big and too important to mess with. Like the Orlando Philharmonic Foundation, the Hyatt Regency Miami, well, they have 90 days to appeal and can continue serving liquor in the meantime. I expect both will either pay hefty fines and or have a suspension period before resuming operations. This measured campaign of using existing state regulations to enforce some semblance of decency, well, it appears to be having an effect. For example, the so-called Miss Rose Dynasty, it's a drag pageant. And it's run by a guy, so-called, named Jason DiShazzo, whose bio says that he is, and I'm not joking here, folks, quote, a former pastor of an LGBTQ church, end quote. And he calls his organization the, quote, Disney Channel of Drag, end quote. Well, he's decided to move after the venue it was scheduled to use, the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts in Orlando, imposed age restrictions on the event. Here is DeShazzo whining about having to move.
This witch hunt of like trying to find things that are inappropriate when they're not there, when we should be focusing on other things. We've got kids that are living on the streets. We've got kids and families that are starving.
Jason DeShazzo, president of the Rose Dynasty Foundation, says the Rose Pageant Show, now in its sixth year, will go on as scheduled, despite the last-minute change of venue.
Do you feel it's fair that you're going through this?
Absolutely not. It's not fair to the kids. It's not fair to the other organizations that we're raising money for, and everyone that has put so much hard work into this event.
2 weeks prior to the show, the Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center told Jason they had not received response for clarification from the state regarding age-appropriate content at drag shows or pageants in an effort to make sure they were complying with state regulations. Therefore, they suggested an age limit while they waited for a response or to postpone the show.
When they came to you and they offered you, okay, let's do this 18 and older, what was your response?
Immediately was no. This is our mission, our vision. We work with children and families. We provide a safe space and atmosphere for them, and I wasn't going to go against what we do and what we believe. If we're worried about parents control and having a say in what their kids are doing, then maybe let the parents decide, right? With our show, there's no parental discretion because everything is appropriate. We're going to raise money for a community. We've got seven amazing charities that we're going to give back to. Give it a chance.
The Miss Rose Dynasty pageant is set to go on at the Wyndham Orlando Resort and Convention Center in Kissimmee Saturday. In Osceola County, Carolina Cardona, News 6.
Notice he did not deny that his shows are sexually explicit. He just assumes that because a parent brought their child to his so-called show, it's okay to introduce the child to simulated sex acts by men pretending to be women. He also thinks he's justified in corrupting the minds of young children because he's giving a portion of his profits to, well, quote, charity, end quote. This is a rank example, I believe, of child abuse. Child abuse operating under the cover of philanthropy. In any serious country, child predators carrying out, I believe, acts like this would be, I think, behind bars. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for tuning in and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. You can support us a couple ways. One is by going to MyPillow.com. And remember, there are a $150 pair of slippers now available for just $25. There is a limit of 10 per person. These are awesome slippers. I have them. I wear them. I love them. And I've given several out as gifts. And the response has been, these are great. These are so good, I'm throwing my other slippers out. So again, if you want to get 10 pair at 25 bucks when they were originally 150 bucks a pair, you might want to move. Because this is a limited offer. When the inventory is gone, it's gone, and they're going to one style only. So pick up a $150 pair of slippers now for $25, and maybe buy the full 10 and put them away in a closet for birthday gifts, Christmas gifts, wedding gifts, graduation gifts, you know, just a gift. MyPillow.com. But use that promo code B66 to get the savings and support this broadcast, all right? Pick up sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and much more while you're there. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. Also, WVWTVstore.com is where you can get emergency freeze-dried food that tastes excellent, by the way, and has a 25-year shelf life. We also have other emergency supplies there as well, including the brand new EMT bags. These are EMT bags, folks. I got one for my family, because I wanted to have one on hand in case we have an emergency, because we have a doctor that lives in the neighborhood. We called him not too long ago to provide some stitches for a bodyguard that got in a car wreck for one of our VIP clients, and he needed stitches above his eye. And the doctor didn't have what he needed, but he said, hey, look, if you will get the supplies and have them on hand, I can always help you out. So we got an EMT bag. We liked it so much, we bought quantities, and we're selling them to you as well, because I think every family should have this EMT trauma kit. You'll find it at WVWTV.com. We've been offering it for, well, in less than 24 hours, and I can't believe the response. So apparently a lot of people agree this is a good idea to have on hand. WVWTVstore.com, or you can call 901-468-9357. Back to the freeze-dried food, by the way. Did you know that they called me the other day, the company we've been buying from for a long time now, and they said our prices due to inflation are going up the end of March. So guess what? We're going to have to raise our prices at some point. But here's the good news. We've laid in such a massive supply that we're going to keep selling it even after they raise their prices. As long as we have the inventory at today's price, we're going to keep selling it at today's price. So you're not only getting great pricing from us, You're getting free shipping. So check it out if you're interested. WVWTVstore.com. I saw where inflation is going nuts over in the UK. It's already going crazy here. But with what they're doing to their banking system and bailing them out and printing money and Biden's budget, folks, I'm afraid we're moving to hyperinflation. They're going to deliberately create a banking crisis, which they're doing, hyperinflation. And now we have another report of a 71% uptick in the attack on our power grid, with the report saying it's likely to continue and get worse. So why would you not want to have emergency supplies on hand? You can do that. And when you purchase from us, you're getting a great deal, free shipping, and it's a big part of our general operating budget. WVWTVstore.com or calling 901-468-9357. And then finally, WVWFoundation.com. You can also support us there with a contribution of any size. Our foundation exists to push out free programming to help people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview and do it for free, where many people put it behind a paywall. So help us cover the bandwidth bill and all the costs that go with producing free television. Again, don't forget this foundation, WVW Foundation, also sponsors our Sunday night service on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time at WVWTV.com. I've been teaching that Sunday night biblical worldview class since 2015. So thank you for supporting that Sunday night service as well by going to WVWFoundation.com. The next time I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.